Hello. Hi, this is Stephanie with customer service returning your call. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I've gotten some information from my bank card that there's some fraudulent information on my card or charges on my card. And I was wondering if you could look up that charge for me. It was charged yesterday for $106.14 or something.
All right, yes, ma'am. If I could just get a zip code, I'd be more than happy to see what was ordered.
Yeah, it was eight. It's my zip code is 85255.
All right, thank you for that. Just bear with me while my system's loading.
You get it?
I do apologize about the delay, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I do apologize about the delay. I'm just waiting on the
Oh,
account
yeah,
to load.
I understand. Yeah, that's fine. I understand. This is like a fraudulent charge that they put on my card, and I want to try and take care of it.
Yes, ma'am. What's the first and last name again?
It's Roxanne, Roxanne. T as in Taylor, Pastore, Pastore.
All right, I do see an order with your name. Could you please verify the address for security purposes?
Yes, it's 12183 East Sand Hills Road in Scottsdale. All
Right, thank you for that. Just bear with me while the order loads so we can get these questions answered. I do apologize about the delay, ma'am.
No, it's okay. I understand. I think we all do.
All right, yes, ma'am. It loaded up for me. Now, what were you asking about? What was the amount of the
Okay,
charge?
so the charge was charged yesterday by Hardware Dura, and it was $106 and something. I don't have their screen on right now, but it was charged yesterday, and I believe it was probably charged by a company called Support at TrilunaActiveEyesFaceCream.com.
Yes, do you remember ordering any skincare cream back on
I did
the
get
13th of
yes, I did
December?
get the cream. Okay, so I did get the cream, and I got the other thing, and it was like $6 and something, and I think, the total amount was $11, and I just received that package yesterday, and now they're charging me that 106 and 108, which is outrageous. That's ridiculous. I never would have ordered the cream for that. The problem is there's no phone for them. You can call the number they give you, but there's no phone. There's no number for that. So they're a fraudulent company is what I'm telling you. I want that card, I want that charge canceled. I don't want any more charges like that put on, and I'm going to try and get my bank to go after them.
All right, yes, ma'am. I understand your frustration. I'll go ahead and get it canceled, and I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, what is that?
I do see you called in one other time.
I just called a little while ago on another, it was a
Oh,
different,
okay. Yes, I see that.
yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if it's the same cancel number, but probably not.
It might be.
Okay. Yeah, they charged me on the two different things. Two different. They gave me two different names here, and the whole charge was supposed to be $11. So I figured, okay, it's worth a try. And I just got it, and now they're charging me over $200.
All right, yes, it did. I'm just going to let you know, it did state about it in the terms and conditions about that when you, it was a membership, or not membership, excuse me, it was a trial period, and then if you didn't cancel within 14 days.
But the problem was I just received the product, so there was no trial period because I never even had a chance to try it, and they're charging me that. And I did read some of that information, but you just can't even get in touch with this company. I'm telling you, it's fraudulent. You need to drop them from your service.
All right, Sam, I understand your frustration. Well, I'll go ahead and get double check that you're canceled, and then I'll speak with my supervisor to see what we can do for you, okay?
Yeah, that would be great. But I am telling you, though, that this is going to be a charge that will be fraudulent on a lot of cards, and you need to cancel the company.
Yes, ma'am. I understand your frustration. Just bear with me one moment. I want to speak with my supervisor.
Okay.
All right, yes, ma'am. So I was able to go ahead and refund you on both of those orders.
Okay, well, that would be good. That's actually going to be a refund?
Yes, ma'am. I refunded it for you,
oh, great.
The 108 and 106.
Thank you very much. But you do need to, honestly, these people are fraudulent. They're not going to be the only, I won't be the only one. And this is crazy. People won't be able to pay their rent.
I understand the frustration.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I was able to help you out.
Yeah,
and,
me too. So do you was it the same cancellation number? That
it probably is. What's the number that they gave you, if you have it?
Okay, the number she gave me for cancellation was C, as in Charlie, 263-468-285.
Yes, ma'am, that's the same number.
Oh, okay, good. All right, then I'll make a note of that. So I'm really glad that you canceled that, but they also cancel those charges, but they won't be able to charge me again, correct?
Yes, ma'am. You've been canceled. The account's been canceled out, so there would there won't be any more reoccurring charges.
Okay, no reoccurring, and you're also canceling the charges that they've done recently.
Yes, ma'am. I went ahead and refunded those two for you.
Okay. Yeah, I really appreciate your help. You've been wonderful. Thank you so much. Do you need me to talk to somebody else, or?
Oh, no. Is there anything else I can do for you, though?
No, but I honestly, this support at trylunaactivebyfacecream.com and the number that I have on the jewelry they gave me, they don't work, either one of them. So somebody needs to make sure that company is canceled as a fraudulent.
You're more than welcome to email them and let them know.
I know, but I can't.
I can't tell you.
The email doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's why you need to probably tell your manager that they're charging these people, and not only does their email not work, but the phone number on the bottle does not work.
Yes, ma'am. I can transfer you over, and you can speak with them about it, okay?
Well, if you think it's worth it, it's up to you, but my concern is other people are being, charged these ridiculous amounts, and they don't even know it.
I understand that frustration. There's nothing I can do about it. And nor my supervisor, but if you would like to speak to someone else further, I can send you over to our escalations team.
Well, why don't you do that? I'll try and at least tell them, because honestly, you wouldn't want this to happen to you either. It's crazy.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Just bear with me one moment. I'll get you transferred.
Sure. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm about to transfer you over, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, you too, and Happy New Year, but not too happy.
Exactly.